Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, I got to tell you, sometimes these people get very creative. Some of the good Florida Man stuff. All right, this first one, let's do... Okay, so this had to do with somebody leaving their phone behind in a Walmart, which is why always, like, double-check your stuff, right? Like, always double-check your stuff. So this was in Port Charlotte. Deputies arrested a Northport man after he allegedly used someone else's phone to call in a bomb threat at a Walmart. So what ended up happening is this Florida guy left his phone in the bathroom, and then the stranger named Cody Clements admitted to using it to make a bomb threat. Deputies say that they got a call from this dude, from this guy's phone at about 3 p.m., and that they responded to it. It was, I'm not even going to say the name of the street. I can't even, there's like a lot of vowels in it. They said that the 911 call said that there was a bomb in the supermarket, and they literally made a tick-tock noise before hanging up. So then the sheriff's office was able to get in contact with the person who actually owned the phone, and he was like, well, I accidentally left my phone in the bathroom. And then he said he noticed that 911 was calling him on his Bluetooth watch, so he pinged the phone to find it. And then deputies say they saw Clements in the bathroom at the time of the call, and he was found after coming back to the store. And then he said his excuse was, oh, I just saw a trend on TikTok of people doing this. What? Is that going to be the... Well, he was totally arrested because you can't make a false report about planting a bomb or some kind of like weapon of mass destruction. That's like a big bad no-no. Yeah, he was totally arrested. So there,
a TikTok,
you know,
challenge?
Don't even encourage it.
Didn't it start like back then? Remember the cinnamon challenge? Where they had to do a whole tablespoon of cinnamon, and then people were like choking to death and coughing.
Yes.
And all that. Remember that? That started
Can't
with that.
Can't that kill you?
I probably. But then it moved on to like Tide Pods. Remember that?
Don't encourage them. Don't bring that back.
Why are
Don't
we
do
doing
it.
Stupid internet challenges? It's
a veteran. Okay, you guys remember this story about the woman who had her whole driveway stolen in Florida? You guys remember that? Like, she like legit came home and her driveway was straight up stolen. Never heard of that before. But anyway, so she had her driveway stolen right off her property. She had a happy ending because of a local veteran whose concrete company replaced her entire driveway for free. That is amazing. Mikkel Rowland, he's a veteran who lives in Orange County. He was shocked to hear about Amanda Brochu because, you know, she caught contractors on her property saying that they had been asked for a quote to replace her driveway by someone who claimed to be the landlord. She's like, I'm the landlord. And they ended up like they stole like the asphalt off her driveway. So this was awesome. So this awesome veteran, he replaced her entire driveway for free. And he goes, I do it 10 times over. He was just like so upset after he saw that story that he just wanted to do it. He didn't do it for like media attention. He just was like, I'm going to do something nice. That's horrible that this happened to her. And so he and a family member started their company, and they specialize in concrete. So it's called MM Concrete Specialty. And they replaced her driveway for free. So MM Concrete Specialty, if you're anywhere around Orange County, Florida, the driveway is nice looking too, I might add. It is a nice looking driveway. And they were able to get it done super fast for us. So that's awesome. So I love happy stories like that. That's so nice because everything is so bad. Usually it's so great. Let's see here. I got a couple. Oh, I got several others, actually. Got the security one. This guy, this is unbelievable. So this Florida man walked a whole mile with a bullet in his head to get help after he was shot. 44 years old. He's in critical condition. He walked a mile to his friend's house. There was a fight that escalated over a woman, according to police. Christopher Hastings and an unidentified 44-year-old were arguing at a friend's house, per Holly Hill Police Department. The fight escalated. Hastings pulled the gun out and shot the other dude in the head. And the victim had a friend who lived about a mile and a half away. And he walked to that dude's house and called the police. That's some pretty... That's determined, man.
That's a will.
That's a will to live. That's like the survival instinct coming out. He's in serious condition. He's in the hospital now. He's in, and the perp is at the Volusia County Branch Jail. But the victim is in serious condition in the hospital. He was able to walk to his friend's house. That's crazy. Let's see here. This does sound like a punk band name. Florida high school band director and the counselor led a high school sex cult. This is a movie. A band director, school guidance counselor. It was at Leesburg High School. It was it was a high school sex cult. There's no other way to say it. They said that the group had disbanded, but apparently they still got in trouble. They said that, I mean, they all have the receipts. A former student told police that the guidance counselor had sent sexual text messages, asked to meet up. And apparently the police got involved and they ended up busting the adults, obviously. The Lake County School Board also got involved, according to police. And they don't give any names. I mean, I can imagine everybody's minors, but the school counselor had resigned and they also got rid of the band director and the incident report. They said it was like a cult-like group led by the counselor, and the counselor was also a member. This is so weird. There's a lot of effort. I'm not reading this one. Nope. Nor are we doing that one. No, these are so bad. Oh, and then we got this Florida man who got a 6-year prison sentence after he pledged support to ISIS. Oh. Yeah, Moed Ben Kabo.
Sounds right.
Yeah, convicted on charges of lying to investigators. He is going to spend the next 6 years in prison because he pledged to support ISIS. And he was found, trying to obstruct an investigation, apparently. And he was trying to join them, according to records. He'd been trying to join them online and contact them, etc. So, yeah, you can't be doing that either. As we get moving, our partners over at Hillsdale College, they are at an actual educational institution. They want to teach people. And you know what? With Hillsdale, they're not obsessed with identity politics. They're not obsessed with any of that stuff. It's all about merit and character. In fact, they also reject taxpayer or any taxpayer funding at all. No federal funds at all whatsoever, because they don't want the strings that go along with it. So they've been producing these 60-second radio spots called Constitution Minutes. They're these short lessons on the principles of liberty. And you can listen. It's like Schoolhouse Rock. But you can listen to it at Dana4HillsDale.com. And while you're there, you can also reserve your free copy of a pocket constitution courtesy of Hillsdale, founded in 1844, all about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty right there in southern Michigan. So take advantage of everything that they have to offer. To hear a Constitution Minute, visit DanaForHillsdale.com, F-O-R, and get that, reserve your copy of the free pocket constitution. Dana4, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
It was that, you know, men are created equal with unalienable rights, right? That was what we all knew.
Unalienable. Well, there you go. I mean, maybe she's having an off day. I'm not going to go after. I don't care if somebody like struggles over, you know, like a pronunciation thing. I'm going to go after. I am more appalled by the trying to retcon history about support for Chinese businesses and working with China and having the CCP like actually buy land in your state. That's a real thing, by the way. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, your hostess for this Friday afternoon. Okay, so I've got an owl update. I'm heartbroken. Owl Bundy, the attic owl that we had that somehow magically got into our attic. And it's been, we've been struggling to find somebody to deal with it because the wildlife rehabber people, they were like, oh, it's real cold. And, you know, I mean, it's, I guess, I don't know, is that a bad time to transfer owls? And also you'd have to get up on our roof and that's like super dangerous to do so, to try to figure out where the hole is so he doesn't, you know, come back and all this stuff. Well, my son reported that at one point, and this was the other night, not last night, but the night before, he heard some commotion in the attic. Because I told you that Al Bundy didn't really make a mess up there, right? Like, there weren't really any droppings, and he didn't tear anything up. He was, like, a very, very nice tenant. So I actually wasn't really opposed to him being there. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, he has a water source not far off the property. You know, he's got, you know, he's living the life, right? But he heard some commotion, he said, in the middle of the night, and a very faint whoo. And then the next morning, my husband found Al Bundy just laying on the ground. There was nothing he could have eaten in there. There was no, you know, I don't know what it was. I don't know what happened. But it's so depressing. It's so sad. And so, yeah, we had to dispose of him. That's horrible. So I'm heartbroken because I had an owl. And I just feel like this year's starting off horribly because I had an owl and now I don't. So I was super bummed out about it.
I mean, what would you have had it done? Go to the pet store, get some hamsters? Like, what would you have done to be able to feed this thing?
Well, I think he was eating totally just fine. Yeah. Because there were droppings outside. And I think he just wasn't messing up his own place. You know, you don't where you eat, you know, I get it. But he was a very considerate tenant, we're like by ranches. We're, you know, so he was not without any kind of shortage of food for real. And he had a water side. I think it was the same owl. So when we moved into our house some years ago, there was an owl that lived here that lived outside in the patio. And I think it's the same owl. And I'm just wondering if it was old age because he's been here. He's been here every year. But he was outside. Now he was inside, which really meant he was mine, and I named him. Although we called him Houdini before outside. I think it's the same owl. But I'm just heartbroken because, I mean, I don't know. Did they die? I mean, it's, I guess, old age. I don't know how long they live. How long do owls live? They're so wise. How long do they live? So I'm really bummed. I don't have an owl anymore, my attic owl. So I don't know what to do. I'm just, it's a new day, and I'm just lost. You know, even though he literally, I only realized he was living in the attic like a week ago, but I'm just, you know, I'm lost now. So that's the bad news about Al Bundy. That's the bad news.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Super bummed. Is it weird if I stuff him?
Yeah. I would say yes.
Is it though?
Yeah.
I mean, because then I could remember him always, and it's still like I have an owl.
Take a picture to last longer.
Chris, shockingly enough, did not take that proposal very well either. Because I was like, what if we stuffed him and put him with our other, you know, because we got some animal trophies on a wall. I'm like, what if we put him up there? And, you know, it'd be cool if he was on the wall with his wings out, right? I mean, cool.
Yeah.
But apparently that's considered gross. Bummers. All right. So I'm sad. I've got to have a new owl friend. Anyway, we have our second hour on the way. I just had to give you that update. I'm super bummed. And all the latest in D.C. We got Congressman Jim Jordan, who's going to be joining us as well. We're all being spied on because of what we buy. And I just bought a whole bunch of Jolly Ranchers. What does that mean? Stick with us. Our partners over at Kel-Tec. I seriously need a range day. I need to go blow some holes through paper. Very much so. I need to go blow some stuff up. No, our friends over at Kel-Tec, I'm just going to tell you, if you don't have this gun in your EDC rotation, then there's something wrong with you. I'm not going to be friendly about it today. I heartily believe that you are your own first responder, and Kel-Tec has ingenious stuff that they come up with, and they just make it so much easier to do that. So the P15 is awesome because this is the literal lightest, slimmest, double-stack concealed carry 9mm on the market. I will tell you now that I have literally almost every dang 9mm that's ever been made, and this one, 14 ounces unloaded, 15 plus one round, standard capacity, Tritamen fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic rear. And it comes in two versions. You have the polymer version and the metal version. Polymer is awesome. Gator grip texture, really easy, accurate handling. The metal version is just sweet looking. This is like a 60s era, Sean Connery era James Bond gun. I mean, it has these beautiful classic wood grips, got a nice, comfortable feel, really looks vintage, great trigger, same excellent capacity, you know, same thing. And so this should be definitely in your EDC rotation. For public safety and self-defense, make the P15 your concealed carry go-to. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, news today for you that you should definitely want to know about. It's 29 degrees in Texas after it was 60 degrees yesterday. Kane, we all need therapy from this. I can't deal with it. This is one of my favorite headlines ever, though. An escaped pig was found playing in the Kentucky snow. Oh, bless it. Sweet little pig. It's wild, though, I'm pretty sure. No, it's escaped from a trailer. It looks like it's getting near feral, though, I gotta say. Doesn't it, though? I mean, it got out of a trailer in Kentucky, in a city in Kentucky, and it literally went out and played in the snow. The Richmond Police Department said on Instagram that it escaped and then spent some time enjoying the weather. And they said, kids aren't the only one who love a snow day. And then the pig had snow all over its nose. It was like Hunter playing in a bunch of cocaine. That's essentially what it looked like. That was the first thing I thought of. And actually, you know what? I'm going to interrupt myself. I'm literally copying and saving this because I'm going to use this as the next photo for any of my Hunter cocaine stories now and forever. I'm actually doing this while I'm talking to you right now. Let's see. Salad and spinach kits sold in 7 states recalled over Listeria. I don't even know what the hell Listeria is. It sounds like a cleaning solution. Bright Farm spinach and salad kits are being recalled because they may be contaminated with Listeria. Okay, just, you know what y'all do? Get your own spinach and your own lettuce and chop it up yourself. And then wouldn't that take care of it? They said that the germ can cause listeriosis. Well, I would imagine listeria, listeriosis, a serious infection likened to sick and pregnant women, infants, basically everybody. You know, they said 1,600 Americans get listeriosis every year. 260 die. Is it? I don't know. I like the out of skate.
Def Leppard have a song? I thought Def Leppard had a song called Listeria.
Maybe not.
I think it was Hysteria. No. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm all about this pig in the snow. You distracted me. Tesla owners complain that they're stuck in car graveyards with batteries not charging. Can we, like, not just say Tesla? It's every EV. This is the downside with battery stuff. That's just the way it is. I mean, it's not just Tesla. They act like, oh, well, all the other EVs. No, it's just that's the nature of this. And there is the multi-million dollar bet that truckers are going to ditch diesel for electricity. That's not going to happen. But Daimler and several others are joining to build a plant in Mississippi to make batteries for electric commercial trucks. I'm just going to go out and just going to take a wild venture that that's probably not the best investment. Just going to say right off the bat. Massey, we have our interview up on YouTube and you can go find that. He was explaining some of this yesterday. But this tracking, so like if you went, you know, you heard everybody talking about it. If you went to like to purchase a Bible or you went to Bass Pro or something like that. I mean, you realize like where my family comes from in southern Missouri. The biggest stores down there are like Buckeyes, the Bass Pros, Buckeyes, Tractor Supply, or their version of Tractor Supply. There's like different local kind of versions of it. I mean, that's like those are the big stores, right? And I remember specifically when I was a kid going to, and this was near Piedmont, Missouri, with my grandpa to get stuff for his cows. They had actual feed and all this stuff there. But they had gumballs there, and I love those gumballs. And they had sour cherry balls there. You could get everything. I mean, it was like, oh, I know, dude. Country sour cherry balls are where it's at, man. Oh, my gosh. And so that's like the stores everybody goes to, right? Everybody goes to those stores. So now, like, if you're making purchases, you know, and that merchant code comes up. What is that? What is that supposed to signal to the feds? I'm just like, what are they going to get out of that? For real? Oh, it looks like we might have some insurrection-y stuff happening here. Somebody went to Bass Pro. Ooh. Just asinine. But the idea, and this is, again, this is all stuff that your tax dollars are paying for, by the way. Pretty crazy. But that they're watching, you know, they're watching all this, and they were doing this with, trying to do this with, you know, firearm purchases, everything else, like a backdoor registry, kind of. But they've been weaponizing the financial industry for some time. So, like, what is it, Cabela's? I was trying to think of all, there's like a huge list. I'm looking at like the actual list here. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. So I guess, I mean, this is, it's pretty, and of course, it's all warrantless, right? There's no legal recourse for people at all whatsoever. And Jim Jordan and Thomas Massie have been leading the charge on this. And then they also, it was Zelle payments. They looked at bus tickets, rental cars, plane tickets, travel to areas with no apparent purpose. Like you, now you're talking about our freedom of travel to be able to go where we want. Purchase of books, MAGA, all kinds of stuff in here. You know, who cares about the Fourth Amendment anymore? Oh, and then, you know, don't forget the Catholics. Those terrorists. Good heavens. This, I told you, what have I told you for so long? It doesn't matter if you own a gun. These weaponized institutions are going to widen their net. It's not going to be just about if you've ever purchased firearms or if you've ever gone to a gun store, if you've purchased ammunition or whatever. It's not going to be about that. It's not going to even be about if you've gone to Bass Pro. This is going to be used to go after any kind of perceived resistance to big government. And it's already expanded way beyond firearms. Remember when it was just, you know, if you were purchasing something and they were using merchant codes to denote whether it was a gun purchase or not. And I really feel like there were some people who just didn't care because they just didn't go, they weren't buying guns. And so, oh, well, that's not me. I don't care. Well, now look, you should, because now look, everybody's going to get caught up in this. You do one thing, just because you walk into like a Cabela's doesn't mean that you should be flagged as a potential domestic extremist by your government. Because you know what they're saying, don't you? They're saying that average everyday Americans, mostly from flyover, are extremists. You're the biggest threat that they perceive. I mean, they're going to go after everybody. Ooh, you know what I just realized? Who are the other people that like don't hunt and don't buy guns that go into these stores? The outdoorsy people. And they could even be lefties. So remember when we were, when we went to Portland for one of our affiliates?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even kidding you, dude. You get off. We got off. We were joking about this the whole time. Not because we were making fun of people, because we felt woefully out of sorts. Yeah, like Steve says, the hippie campers, the Subaru drivers, the Volvo owners. Everyone looked like they were getting ready to get off the plane and go hike a mountain. Dude, you know they weren't. Unless they were going to go check on their pot farm. You know they weren't. They were like straight up lefty hippies that like enjoyed, you know, going outdoors. I bet REI comes up on it too. Steve is like, well, they shop at REI. Yeah, but I've seen some of them hippies. I've seen some of them at Bass Pro. I've seen some of them there. Because they got some of the same stuff at better prices. Anyway, so all those people are going to get caught up in this. Think about it. Oh, you like going outdoors and hiking and doing all that? You like, what do you call it, Kane? Going out bare? We call it going out barefoot. What do you call it?
What?
Like grounding or something?
Yeah, grounding. Yeah.
What if you're like one of those crystals and oils and bacteria tea people, and you want to, you know, go out with your bare feet, and you like to go to Bass Pro and Cabela's to go get your hippie stuff?
I feel like you're making fun.
No, I'm just, you know, saying.
Sounds a lot like what you're doing.
You're not a hippie. You don't got nothing to worry about.
I just happen to like.
I'm not watching you. You're nothing for you to worry about. See?
Okay.
Feels like you're talking. No. That's literally the conversation people are having with the government right now. It feels like you're watching me. No, we're not. We promise. Not at all. We're not at all watching you, mix notes. Not at all watching you. When those are, see, this is why I was saying you. These are all variables. At some point, they're going to come for you. At some point. And they are. They are already.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.